Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I like Bryan Adams. Remember the Robin Hood song that Bryan Adams did with Rod Stewart and Sting, Everything. All for Love?
Oh, I thought it was Everything.
Let's
I do
it all for love, all for one and all for love, I think is what the lyric was. It's a good song. I gotta admit, I'm a fan of the cheesy love song. Always have been a sucker for the cheesy love song.
I remembered my prom song.
What was it?
It was Color My World by Chicago.
Speaking
I think
of
everybody
Chicago,
had it.
Speaking of Chicago, I have the top five cheesy love songs of all time. This is according to Yahoo, by the way. Your list may vary. I look over these top ten, with the exception of the Bobby Darin thing. I played these all on the radio. Played them under the ground when I was a disc jockey. Number 10 was Heaven. Number 9, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Number 8, Lionel Richie. Hello.
Ugh, I love that song.
Hello.
Put it next to Adele.
Was that the one where he was in the museum and it was in the music video, it was the blind girl that had a bust of Lionel Richie's head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he did another one, Dancing on the Ceiling, where I think the bust made a reappearance.
Oh, did it?
Hello.
Oh, I didn't know that. Number 7, Extreme, More Than Words. Again, that feels like a mistake to me. I don't know how they made the list. Number 6, Bobby Darin, If I Were a Carpenter and You Were a Lady, I'd Nail You. Wasn't that it?
Dave.
There's Dave's favorite.
I don't know if that was it.
I can sing a little of it for you later.
Number 5, you mentioned Chicago. This one's for Mary. Remember this? You're the reason. You're the inspiration. From 1984.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever.
It's the kind of love that's going to last forever.
Peter Cetera, especially in high school.
And I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time.
Yeah, this was
until you start
cheesy.
To bug me.
Yeah.
Sing it.
Always on my mind, in my heart. In
Here's
my
the part you sing at the top of the lungs of your car.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling.
And then it's summer
life.
And the windows are down. And you realize you're at a red light and the guy next to you is watching you.
Wind just blowing through your mullet.
Number 4 on the list comes from a guy who recently retired. A guy who's been around forever. He started in the 60s, and he's a very nice guy. Very nice guy. Huge star. Was actually a big pop star. Was going to be a rock and roller before he got into country music. Number 4, Kenny Rogers, Lady.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, I am yours.
I give Kenny Rogers credit that he didn't giggle while recording it.
I never liked this song that much.
I was not a big fan of this song, but I like a lot of Kenny Rogers' music. Number 3 on the list. Oh, I'm a sucker for this song.
Me too.
I'm a total sucker. Matter of fact, everything she does. I love everything Bette Midler does.
I can't hear the opening chords to this song without just shedding a tear.
Bette Midler, who once said of her personal trainer who came to her house to give her a workout one morning, I'll give you $500 if you get back in the car and leave. How can you not like Bette Midler? Bette Midler, number 3, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
You're crying. You're thinking of beaches.
And everything I would like to be.
Seriously, what a great voice.
I love her. The Rose. Ugh.
Even though this doesn't sound like Bette Midler, you sure this is the cover?
This is the original from Beaches. Really? She sounds different, doesn't she?
Yeah, it sounds like a cover to me.
You guys don't talk over Bette.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Number 2 on the list, speaking of cheesy, this is so cheesy it comes with a wheel of Gouda. Number 2, Air Supply.
No.
The one that you love. A friend of mine, a stand-up comedian, toured with Air Supply. He was their opening act for like 2 years. And he said these guys were wild party boys.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good picture after 2 hours of ballads. They probably need to go a little crazy.
Notice all of these songs are from the greatest decade of music.
That would be the 70s?
The 80s.
This is 70s, isn't it?
Air Supply. No, this is the 80s for
sure. No, I think it's the 70s.
I'm looking it up.
All right, you do that.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it was the
80s. I think it is 80s.
And number one, and this is a good song, Chris DeBerg. This is a one-hit wonder. This is a song that was a prom theme. This is a song that shows up in weddings, and certainly for the color of the day that is Valentine's Day, The Lady in Red. Chris DeBerg performed this for Princess Diana. It's a pretty famous picture of her in a red dress.
Love this song.
It's a great song.
So pretty.
The song is actually written about Chris DeBerg's wife, Diane. All the hits, all the time. Much more music.
This gets you back to your roots, doesn't it?
It does. There you go. It's one of the cheesiest songs for Valentine's Day. There's a ton that didn't make the list. If you'd like to chime in on your cheese, chime in on the cheese. Tell me your cheesiest love song of all time, including the ones that you don't want to admit you like. Because I tell you, I got a long list of those. And I'll admit them all. I'm the guy that knows all the words to Mandy. And by the way, you were right about Air Supply. It was 1981. 312-981-7200, callers and texters. Text in your cheesy love songs. We'll bring them up as we can. And later on, the annual retelling of the Anna DeVlantis Valentine's Day gift story, worst Valentine's Day gift. That'll be after 9 o'clock in the CLTV hour. Back to the big story next on 720 WGN.